You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Advocates for victims of child sexual abuse and violence are reminding survivors about the chance to file lawsuits for abuse that took place years or decades ago. WAER's Chris Bolt reports groups that support children are spreading a reminder about New York's Child Victims Act.
Olympic speed skater Bridie Farrell came forward with her story about being sexually abused as a teenager to bring attention on the often hidden abuse of children. Now she says abuse victims have some control over how they want to deal with the traumatic memories.
From my own experience of being abused when I was 15 by my 33-year-old speed skating teammate, that choice was taken away from me when I was 15. So now at 37, I have the choice if I want to proceed in direction A or direction B. But I think ultimately giving that agency back to adult survivors is what's so moving about it all.
The Child Victims Act that went into effect earlier this year provides a one-year window to look back at decades-old abuse cases for which the statute of limitations had run out. Victims can now bring civil suits against alleged perpetrators and institutions that might have allowed the abuse. Assemblymember Al Sturpe hosted Farrell at a local information session. He says there's a societal purpose in addition to personal justice.
While you can't change anything that happened in the past, you don't want people out there that still have the capability of doing this, especially to kids.
Jeff Dion heads the Zero Abuse Project. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed against assailants since the act took effect, but suits are also targeting institutions, churches, Boy Scouts, and youth sports leagues that might have tacitly allowed abuse.
They also have a tremendous responsibility. They can't be blind to the fact that there are perpetrators that are intentionally trying to infiltrate their organization just to get access to kids. And so they can't bury their head in the sand and say, we didn't know. They have to know, and that's why they have a responsibility to protect kids. And if they don't do that, then they need to be held accountable.
Speed skater Bridie Farrell started New York Loves Kids to help. She supports lawsuits if they help the victims recover in some way, but warns not to vilify all institutions where an abuser might have preyed on children.
I would put my kids in speed skating. You know, I raced countless times in Syracuse. Speed skating is the best thing in the world. Like, there's one terrible part that happened to me, but at large, it was a great experience. And the community that comes with that, the community that comes from Catholic Church, religious institutions, Boy Scouts, like, we shouldn't wash it all away, but we should address what the problem is.
The open window to file lawsuits for past abuse is open until next August. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.